now listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Got CWK on the line. What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing. I was just laying down.
Laying down. How you been?
Sore.
Sore? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Still working?
Well, I don't know. I was supposed to get a phone call about going to do some painting tomorrow, but I didn't get the phone call, so I guess I'm not going painting tomorrow.
How's treatment been?
Expensive.
Expensive?
Yeah, food's expensive, dude.
Well, you're working too. Did you get paid for your work already?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get the, did they pay you what they told you they're gonna pay you?
Yeah. It was just stretched out over the course of 2 days. One day I worked by myself, and then the next day I worked with, like, I don't know, 4 other people plus myself. And they brought in 11 tons of gravel, and boy, let me tell you, we busted all right. Well, I did anyway.
Yeah.
There was a couple of them that golf, like calling it lunch, and then they didn't come back for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And, you know, when the boss said it's time to go back to work, I'm the only one there. I guess I got to go back to work. So there was like a couple of hours there where I was just filling my wheelbarrow and taking it over and dumping it, and just repeat the process however many times it takes to, you know, get an area filled with rock and then go spread it out. But I don't know.
I hear you. I know there's a labor, like a day labor.
Social security card, man, and I'm not going to them places.
Oh, you don't have a social security card.
Yeah, I got it. You got to have ID and a social security card now to get a job, even out of the labor hall.
Do you have ID?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm gonna get the application from it's different. It's different in Maricopa County. We'll figure it out. I'll talk to you off air about that part and see if we can come figure out a way to help you get your social security card.
You can't, man. I got to pay you on my check, so me and her have to go into the Social Security office either out here or in Kentucky, and she has to do all the paperwork, and then they mail the Social Security card to her house, and then wherever I am, she mails it to me there wherever I tell her to mail it to. It's a long bunch of red tape, man. I've lost it before, and just traveling around, I found a Social Security office that would just, you know, let me walk in and say, hey, I lost my Social Security card. I need one to get a job. And they're like, and then they look up your information and they're like, oh, you have a payee on your Social Security check. Yeah. But she has to get it for you. I'm a grown friggin' man. Why can't I get my own Social Security card? That's just the way the system is. Okay. Well, I guess I'll go without a Social Security card.
I got you. So, okay.
All right, yeah, I don't want to work in a fast food restaurant anyway.
No, we can find you some more quality jobs. It's just you gotta have, it's something that is probably required by most companies is having that.
Worried about it, man.
I hear you. Other than that, have you been cutting back on the alcohol?
Oh yeah, I don't drink as much though.
Yeah. Wait, how many have you had today?
1, 2, 3.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. So the medical marijuana is working.
Hell. Well, it's just, you know, I want to drink a beer, I smoke instead. And when I smoke, I want to eat. So that's pretty much what it's been for the weekend. You know, the last Thursday and Friday when I work, because you don't work Saturday and Sunday. So Thursday and Friday when I work, you know, I had like, I had like 2 in the morning, but I put one on Thursday night, man, and Friday I wasn't doing so good. I drank one beer and tried to get the shakes off, and then I smoked a bowl. Boy, I was working, but I wasn't like 90 mile an hour. Pepe Le Pew, or not Pepe Le Pew, but the little mouse, the little Spanish mouse on the cartoon.
Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah, ole, ole, man. Them up there was shoveling some rock like Speedy, man. And I was like, man, ain't no hurry like that, man. You know, used to be, but not anymore. And, I mean, I was keeping up with them, but just at my pace, you know?
Yeah.
They're out there busting their ass and breaking their back, and I'm still breaking my back, but I'm taking my time doing it, man. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just get this is the like you said, the first time you worked in 10 years, so you know it's gonna take a little while to get acclimated where you're, you know, at that pace. But yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure they're doing that every couple of days or every day or
no.
So,
no, I don't know.
At least you. I mean, I think we just keep trying to look for odd jobs like that to kind of just keep. I want to keep you busy. You know what I mean? We'll figure out something, man. Figure out something for you.
Because
I still wanna try to get you the drum set.
No, nah, man, don't even worry about that, dude. Them days are gone, dude. I had my fun in Yuma, made the newspaper twice. I made a good living at it, but I'm not doing it again, man. I got no place to do it where I can make money.
What's that?
I said I got no place to do it where I can make money. That's why I played on the street. Because I love to play music.
Well, maybe we can get, maybe in like some of these parking lots that are abandoned with these abandoned buildings and stuff that, like, I'm telling you, where that mall's at,
it gets a lot of. I'm telling you, man, there are a bunch of Karens out here, man. If they don't like what's going on and they think I'm bothering them, they're going to call the cops on me. And I don't want to feel like messing with the damn cops. Quit pushing the drums, man. I'm not doing it. I had my fun. I'm not doing them out in the street no more.
Okay. So what's the next plan?
I don't know. Just wait for a phone call, I guess. And if not, just wake up and do whatever the hell it was I used to do. Ain't much to do anyway, you know?
I know, man. You got to stay busy, man. You stay busy, you're going to stay more sober that way.
Stay busy doing what? Fighting with the homeless people in the park that are screaming at the top of their lungs because you know, they're on meth or they're drunk or something, and you tell them to shut the fuck up, and then they want to come at you? No, thanks. I go to the park in the morning, and I charge my phone, and when the kooks start showing up, I split, man. I go somewhere else. So I'm just at that point, man. I've had my fun. I've already traveled the whole United States in a big truck and on tour with bands and shit. Have been in bands, played in little clubs, played in the street, and made money until the cops just force you to give it away or pawn it. I'm not going through that again, man.
Let's come up with another scheme, man. Let's come up with another plan to at least start bringing in some money. That way you can, you know, stay sober and you'll, you know, keep you busy.
I don't know. I don't expect very much out of people anymore, man. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, maybe the guy got hung up with some, you know, or the lady didn't call him and say we could, you know, start tomorrow or whatever day we're going to start. So, you know, I'm not going to give up on it. It's just right now it's just hurry up and wait, you know, on a phone call.
Yeah.
So, shoot, man, other than that, I'm getting fat.
What's that?
I said, other than that, I'm getting fat.
Yeah. Because of the marijuana or what?
I've been eating my ass off, man. Are you kidding? Fuck.
I hear you.
I ate a whole thing.
Sometimes when you smoke, sometimes it motivates you to kind of, I don't know. I think, what about the YouTube idea, man? Helping you get that YouTube channel started.
I'm not messing with YouTube, man. They red flag me all the time because they don't like what I got to say. I can look at a half-covered boobie by some 18-year-old, but I can't get on a YouTube channel. And even when I leave, you know, comments and some of the stuff that I watch, you know, I got to watch what I say, or I can say what I got to say, but I have to say it in a certain way so it doesn't offend people and hurt their feelings. Boo-hoo, fuck you and your feelings.
Facts.
I don't give a shit about your feelings, man. You look down your nose at me when I'm out here.
Who knows, man? Maybe a lot of people would love to hear what you got to say, you know?
I doubt.
I don't know, man. You'd be surprised out here.
Yeah, I'll be surprised. I'm surprised right now, you know?
You know, everybody that I talk to that has seen the podcast, like some of the people in the field that I work in, they're all interested in your story, man. They all hear it and like.
My story's pretty simple, man. I was born out of wedlock because of a hyposexual mother. My own dad fucking adopted me. My other guy that said he was my dad lied to me. And when I got adopted by my dad, he sent me a 5-gallon thing of popcorn. Childhood sucked. I left at 15. Now, there's a whole shit ton of stories in between. And nobody interested in what the fuck I got to say, man.
You'd be surprised, man.
They don't give a shit about me out here. Why would they care about me having a podcast? And I don't have a bank account when I'm not getting one. I don't trust a friggin' bank. I don't trust the damn government. As you said,
don't worry about the bank account stuff. Don't worry about any of that stuff. You know, like
I'm not going on YouTube, man.
No,
I don't have no fancy microphone. And, you know,
hey, I'm pretty good on your phone right now, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you know,
look at
I don't have one of the selfie holder things.
You're cut out for it. You just got to learn how to use the tools.
But you're cut I don't want to learn it. How to use my phone other than to watch YouTube and to listen to music and talk to you. Or wait for this guy to call me about going to work. Other than that, I don't care about YouTube. I don't care about TikTok. A bunch of millennials doing a bunch of dumb crap. I don't care about none of that, dude. It's not my thing. Facebook, Instagram, what chat, this.
Listen, this is what chat. I tell my kids, man. My kids sit there and they watch YouTube all day. I tell them, why are you going to watch something all day that you can be doing? I don't know.
Man, it's too much to carry out around here in the street. I can't afford money for rent in a warehouse or.
You don't need any of that. You got a phone, man. That's all you need. That's your tool right there, man. That's the biggest tool you got. You don't even know it. You just got to know how to use it. Learn how to use it. That's it. So learn how to use it.
I don't want to know how to use it. It does for me what I want it to. I don't want to be on YouTube. I've already been famous, and being famous sucks, man. I don't want to do it. I was famous in Yuma while I was living in the street. Everybody wants something from me. When they think you got something, you're famous. Hey, man, how you doing? They all want to be your friend. But when you don't got nothing because the cops made you give it away or sell it because they keep harassing the shit out of you, well, then you ain't famous no more. Good. I don't want to be famous. Fame sucks. It'll make you do shit you don't want to do.
Okay, so what's the next plan? What are you coming up with?
Man, I'm just gonna go do what I was doing, man. You know, like I said, until that phone call comes in.
Yeah, well, what's up?
You know, go back to doing what I'm doing because I lived on the weekend, man. I did what this man wanted me to do. Well, it's not that he wanted me to do it. I needed to do it for myself, man. You know.
Yeah.
The guy here at the barbershop brought me a new pair of jeans.
Oh, nice.
I went and got my face cleaned up, went down to the laundromat and did my laundry. I haven't taken a bath yet, but it's okay. I don't smell, so the only thing I really need to wash is, well, the parts and my hands. So people, you know, I can exchange money with them when I have it, but. Other than that, there is no plan. I quit making plans, dude.
Yeah.
Because I always try to plan the results, man, and they never come out. So I just let whatever comes at me randomly, man. If it's cool for a couple days, bang, I make a couple bucks, fine. But I don't expect it to last. You know what I mean? I didn't expect this to last.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I sat this morning over at the park. And did a landscape design for the man we just got done spreading the rock for.
Nice.
But you know what I know damn well? If you show it to him, he's going to want it. This man's got money. He owns a freaking furniture store in town. I'm sitting like three doors down from him. And this guy is a Jew, man. I hate to sound anti-Semitic, but when it comes to money, he ain't coming off of nothing. Because when Gabriel picked me up at the park, he said, I got some work for you to do. Oh, okay. He said, I'll give you $100. I'm thinking this is just going to be a day. Kick ass. I'm going to make $100. No big deal, man. Let's go. And I'm going to find out. What Gabriel did to me is what furniture store owner did to him. He went in, the man told him, I want this, this, and this done. How much you gonna charge me for it? No contract, no nothing. Just, oh, give me $700 and I'll do that for you. Okay. So you go in and he starts doing the work. And then as you're outside, he starts hitting all these other, well, you know, I was really thinking about having that thing over there taken down. Can you do that for me? Oh, yeah. Okay. And you're doing that thing for him. He just keeps adding shit on for the same price.
Yeah.
I'm not making any more money, but I'm doing a hell of a lot more work. And that's the way it was done to me. I thought I was going to work for a day and make $100. That's $10 an hour. I'll give you 10 hours for $100 a day, man.
Yeah.
That's fair, dude. 10 hours a day, $100.
Well, maybe that should be a going rate, at least. Next time, for the next job you get, if somebody that's hearing this wants to hire you, you're hireable for $10 an hour right now?
Yeah, I just don't get on the roof, that's all.
Okay. Is it, now I'm on a couple apps and websites. Is it okay if I put your information out there for saying that you're hireable and you're ready to work?
Ain't nobody going to call, man. I've been through that shit before, too.
You'll be surprised, man.
I'm sorry to be so damn negative, man, but
I know. Maybe you're just having a bad day, man. I don't know. I know.
I appreciate your ideas, man, but the ideas you're coming up with, I've already experienced for, you know, guy asked you how much money you want an hour. I want $10 an hour. Well, I'll tell you what. If I let you stay in my backyard,
he said I'll pay you $7.
Okay. So we take $7 on a handshake. And then you work and keep track of your hours and what, you know, everything that man wanted was done. And you keep track of your hours and you figure out how much money he owes you. And when he owes you almost $90, he gives you $45. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's not what we
agreed to. And that every time somebody asks me if I want to work and you say, yeah, they got him a sucker. So next time somebody asks me if I want to work, I'm going to tell him no. Unless you're going to pay me $10 an hour, you're going to put it in writing on a piece of paper, and we're going to write up a contract. Because I'm tired of being taken advantage of because I'm homeless. And you damn well think that, well, you're going to tell me that you're going to pay me 10, and then you buy me lunch, and then you pay me for the time that I worked at a $7 an hour rate. And I'm like, hey, where's the rest of my money? Well, I bought you lunch, so fucking what? I worked my ass off for you, man. You ran me into the damn ground, and you're going to renege on the deal that we made on handshake? Hell no, I don't trust nobody no more. Handshake or their tongue either. Because you know they can get away with it because I can't go to the labor board. They know if I get hurt, I'm screwed. Because I'm just a fly-by-night, you know, need you today, disposable tomorrow kind of labor, you know? So with that, I'll go beg. It's a whole lot safer.
What about that phone thing I was telling you about?
No.
That's through me, man. So that's something I would help you with, and I would help you get started and inventory, and then, you know, maybe we can work something out where
we can drop
the inventory off to you in the morning, set you up a tent, and you know, I'll pay you off commission.
No, I don't work on commission, dude. Sorry. And plus, that means I got to deal with people, and I don't want to deal with people. I just don't like people, man. The only time I like them is, like, well, people, I mean, I know you, so you're cool with me, man. But as far as the general population, they ain't too much of a hurry to get anywhere. They, you know, they're just in their own little world, man. They don't give a shit about anybody else's world but their own. Then they'll blow the smoke up your ass about, oh, hope, and we're all together, and blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. We ain't in nothing together. This world right now is every man for himself. It's a dog-eat-dog world, man, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear, baby. And, you know, I'm tired of being taken advantage of.
I mean, you just can't give up, man. That's the thing. You just can't give up because you give up, then you're doing exactly what they want you to do.
I'm not giving up.
What they expect.
They don't care. They could give a shit if I died in the street and they scoop me up and say, ah, oh, poor bastard. Because there's always one homeless person to replace me. You know? None like me. You know, in my mannerisms and everything. But people don't give a shit about 600,000 people or more living in the street all across the country, no matter what part of the country it is. They got their kids to take care of.
Well, that's why we do this podcast. That's why I keep bringing you back. That's why I have you on the show as a regular, man, because I want to show people that we do care over here, man. We do. And being in this field, man, I come across a lot of people that do care, man. I really do.
Well, that's because it's in your business. But when you live in general society, people don't care.
I know
you live in your world.
That you're in Casa Grande. That's the real problem right now. So I gotta get it figured out for Casa Grande. I just moved out here, man. I've been out here for less than a year, so I'm still trying to figure out Casa Grande, man. I haven't went down to the courthouse yet and talked to anybody or find out the resources. Besides making a couple phone calls and seeing a couple buildings and kind of knowing what's out here, I'm still working on that.
Man, you got CBI out here. You got the church down the road here across the railroad tracks. I think it's called Seeds of Harvest or something like that.
Yeah.
They give away, lunches during the week. I guess they just had a camper down there that had two shower units in it.
You know, I think I just talked to one of the people that volunteer for that. I think I just talked to that person just the other day.
What, the shower thing?
No, with the food. The ones that help out with the food. At least I was talking to somebody that volunteers and does that kind of work for the church out there. I don't know if it's that exact group But you know, that's just another. I'm telling you, there's some places out here, man. That there's people that care, man. They just, you know, we all. What the problem is, we all got to get together so we can put all our ideas together. You know what I mean? And that's why I need you. You know, that's why I'm trying to help you get sober, because I want you to be part of that committee. That when I start putting everybody together, I want you to be part of that committee.
Because I don't want to be a part of any committee, man. Because folks, I'm telling you, man, I've already floated my ideas past a whole bunch of people in 3 different city councils, man. And the same answer you get, no matter whether it's in Yuma, whether it's in Casa Grande, whether it's in Texas, or any other place like that, you know, like the tiny house thing. I mean, we live in a friggin' desert, man. You can't set something up where, I mean, I got an idea for that. But do you really think anybody's going to listen to about it from a homeless person? No.
Well, that's why I'm here, man.
I sent you the videos, man.
I watched them.
You know
them.
What I'm talking about.
I watched them. I was impressed by all that, man. And I think that's something that all we need a lot more of that everywhere. And being that Casa Grande has so much land that's opened, you know, the city needs to buy some of that shit and put it aside for, you know, they have a lot of places that, you know, they used to have a shopping center. I haven't been over there yet since I moved out here, but they used to have a shopping center down the way back in the day. And I know they closed it up as soon as the mall opened up. That put that whole shopping center out of business. I haven't been up there since I moved out here.
Yeah. But
you know, that would be a good start right there. You know, that, like I said, that house that's on, I believe it's Treco.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of property right there, you know, that could be a good destination for that. I mean, there's a lot. I just got to figure out who's out here that I can work with.
Yeah.
So that we can start putting those ideas together, man, and start. We got one thing we got is we got a lot of land out here, and we got a lot of sun. You know, we set up those tiny houses, man, and put some solar panels on there.
Yeah.
Get some charging stations there. Get some mobile showers or something like that.
Yeah.
And
Do your laundry.
Yeah, place to do your laundry. We can get it figured out, man. It's just gonna take time, you know. Nothing happens overnight, but you know, the point is to keep working at it and keep trying to figure it out. That's with everything in life, man. When you have those hard days and you don't get that phone call and you're expecting that you wake up early so you can go to work and they don't show up, okay, we gotta come up with another plan so that we can continue to work, because every day is work. Even if we're not getting paid for it, you know, we gotta work on ourselves. We gotta work on, you know, getting our gear a little bit better, getting our gear a little bit tighter, getting our, you know, figuring out budgeting our money, budgeting, you know, figure out what we're going to eat for lunch. And, you know, just everything is work, man. And sometimes curveballs are thrown in there, you know, sometimes that shit happens and that's just life, man.
Well, I don't play baseball, man. You know, I never was very good at it. So I just went and sat on the bench. And y'all go ahead and hit your curveballs and bang your head against the wall. Get fucked by your government, whether it be local, state, or federal. All I want is my damn check. Leave me the fuck alone. I've been through all this stuff you're talking about, man. People take advantage of you. You got homeless people out here that want to work. But then you got these people that, you know...
I'm gonna help you figure it out, man. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna help you figure it out.
I ain't worried about it, man. Look here, man. The man calls, he calls. If he doesn't, it ain't gonna change my life, no. Thanks for helping me make it through the weekend so I can go shave my face and do my laundry and maybe go take a bath, because you said we were gonna go paint on Monday. You're gonna talk to the lady and you're gonna call me Monday night and let me know yes or no.
Monday's tomorrow, man.
Say again?
I said Monday's tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, but he told me he'd call me Sunday night.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, I've made sure I had my phone charged. You know, when the guy called me, I said, first thing place I was headed, right down to the car wash, man. And take my new jeans off and put my other shorts on because I got all clean clothes now. Get ready for tomorrow morning. And so I'm just in hurry up and wait mode now. So it's okay. I'll be all right.
I hear you, man.
Don't worry about it.
Well, just know on my end, I'm going to still continue to try to figure shit out, man. Because at the end of the day, I want to help you. I want to help you become sober and stay out of, get out of this homelessness shit, man. Even if it's in a tiny house on some land, man.
Even I'm not getting out of homelessness, man. I'm not getting out of it. I'll be out here. And don't call CBI because they're going to take me and swear to God I wanted to kill myself. I don't want to live next to somebody in a tiny house. It's just an idea for other people, not for me. I don't want to live in no tiny house next to people. I don't want to live in no tent city in the woods next to people. I like it out here all by my stinking self. I can make my own decisions. I can
what if you got hired tomorrow by somebody and you were working, you were bringing in a good amount of money and you were able to afford a piece of land that would be yours and you were able to build a tiny house? You wouldn't do that?
Nope, because the land don't belong to me. Even though I buy it, that land does not belong to me. I've researched it, man. If you own land, you might have the deed on it. But if a government agency comes along and sees that they can make more money off of doing something on your land, they're going to make you an offer. And if you say no, they're just going to take it. I'm not going through that either. Then I got property tax and I got to maintain the property.
Yeah, but if you got a job and you're making money, then that's just you'll be able to.
I don't want a job. I do not want to have to force myself to get up at a certain time to go make a goddamn son of a bitch a profit so I get a paycheck that barely gets me through the week while he's out on a goddamn pond in his brand new fishing boat. No, thank you. I've already done it. I'm not working for anybody anymore. I'm not going to do it. Well, I'm not going to make other people rich while I'm barely kicking it out here, man.
Well, let's figure out a way to let's go back to the water idea, man. That's something I can help you with.
No.
You work for yourself, man.
No. Nope. I'm not going to engage in any sort of anything with society. Other than to walk into the store.
I think you're giving up too early, man. You gotta
I gave up a long time ago, man. You dig what I mean? That's why I drink so damn much. There's nothing to do. Pot if I got it. But beer's the thing, man. You know? There's nothing to do. There's not a goddamn thing to do. At least in Oceanside, California, they had a little theater there. And on certain nights or certain Wednesdays of the week or month or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, certain, like every other Wednesday of the month, you know, write a poem or sing a song or just whatever your gig was. And, you go into a theater and express yourself. And then theater, I tried out for Annie, but I didn't get the part.
Why don't you volunteer your time? If you got nothing but time, why don't you volunteer? I don't know. I'll look into something. See what I can get you.
Let me think about this, man. Volunteer? How about I pick up the garbage at Pier Park after all them trashy friggin' homeless people? Because I don't want to live in trash. I already volunteer. I got to pick up and be bunch of homeless tweakers' mom, because people, they don't care. They litter where their kids play, and they don't give a shit. Water bottles, empty cigarette boxes. I just cleaned up the damn side of that park this morning from all them freaking people. Volunteer? Why? So I can go back and do it again? No, start respecting the fucking park. There's trash cans all over the place, man.
Well, maybe there's volunteers. Not the goddamn maybe mom. There's volunteers that like. For other things, it doesn't just have to be cleaning up trash. It could be,
I don't want to help people. I'm done with people. You wreck your car because you're texting? Oh, well, I'm going to keep on trucking. That's about the way I feel about society now, man. You know, you want to be stupid and text on your phone while you're driving and you're looking down at your crotch, talking to your BFF, and you look up, bang, you're smacking the back of somebody? Not my fucking problem. I don't like people no more, man. Like I said, the only thing I like them for is the end of the month when I got a pen handle and when I go into the store and they tell me put on a mask or put on a mask or take, I don't have to wear one. My product's on the counter and walk out the door. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. And then I'm done with it. And I can just sit here and watch the world go by and kill itself to live. That's about where I'm at. And I'm happy being there, man. Ain't no big deal. But I will pass away on these streets out here. And I'm fine with that too.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna continue to work on this, man. I'm gonna continue to brainstorm and try to come up with ideas to at least try to still keep you sober and try to get you as sober as possible. You know, I think at least let's focus on that. Whether everything else is kind of like up in the air, let's at least try to keep focus on staying sober.
I'm not really worried about that anymore either, man.
Can't give up on everything, man, because now you're just making excuses. If you're going to give up on everything, man, you can't do that.
Yeah, I can.
You can, but if I want.
And if you want to call, I get the same thing from other people, man, just what I got from you. You know, I do the part that other people want me to do. You know, go clean up, man, shave your face, take a bath, you know, look presentable. Okay. And then nothing. You know? But now it's all my fault. I'm sick of hearing that shit that it's my fucking fault. I've been hearing that bullshit since I was a kid, and that's why I fucking left home.
So I think we lost Car Wash Kenny. It sounds like he's having a pretty bad day. I'm going to continue to work with him and see off air if I, you know, we can come to some kind of sense. And, you know, sometimes when you know, this just might be one of those moments. He's cutting back on alcohol. And so, you know, he's going to be a little bit more vulnerable to, you know, to having these kind of episodes just because he has a lot going on. You know, he started working, now he's not working. And he's also cutting back with alcohol. And he was expecting to work today, work tomorrow, and he didn't get the phone call like he thought. So he just feels like he kind of got let down again, which, sometimes it's going to happen in life. And he's just got to kind of learn that this is, you know, he has to develop those coping skills to be able to cope with these kind of situations. Because sometimes you're not going to get that phone call. That's just life. And so, you know, I'm going to talk to him off air to see if we can come to some kind of sense to see, you know, what the next plan is going to be. I don't believe this is it for Car Wash Kenny. I think, you know, he's still got a lot of potential. He just got to, you know, stop beating himself up, stop beating up society. Because, like I said, I work with a lot of great people who truly, truly do care. And they know a lot of people that truly, truly, truly do care. So, you just got to know what to look for it at. And that's the problem right now that he's having. So, this is just a breaking point. And we're just going to continue to work on the treatment. And I'm going to continue to keep working with him to help him get out of these streets and into recovery. Anyways, we're going to leave it at that. It's your boy, Nasty Backpack, and we out.